Snoop Dogg, rapper, genius, chef, football coach? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
That's the whitest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I think when he did this, that
when
was
I sneezed,
more...
when I sneezed dabbed. That's the sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah, that one down. As long as we were tiny, that was good.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait for it.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
All right, we got to start the show at some point. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing, of course, Drop It Like It's Hot by The Snoop Dogg, because today we are talking about The Snoop Dogg, because he has a brand new show on Netflix called Coach Snoop that we'll be talking about today here on TV Pilot Reviews, which is, of course, a weekly show where I and three of my closest friends review new pilots on television. And to be clear, this is not an after show. This is a pilot review show. So we cover new shows every week. And this week we're talking about Netflix's brand new docuseries, Coach Snoop, which we'll get into in just a minute. Before we do that, my name is Jeff Graham. I'm on the internets everywhere at Jeffrey C. Graham, unless it's Instagram, where you can find me at Jeffrey Crane Graham. It's a little different. And I have, as I mentioned, four geniuses, one being in the booth with me. Nice. So Linda, take it away.
Hi guys, Linda Antwi. I cannot wait to talk about the show. You can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly.
Hey guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I am in the live chat this evening, so if you have thoughts, opinions, please comment.
And I'm D'Angelo. You guys can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
Okay, Bree, and how about you? We have a producer.
Hey guys, I'm Brianna Phipps. You guys can find me at BPhipps14 on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. Okay. Let's talk about this show, guys. Coach Snoop, it came out on Netflix on Friday. It is an 8-episode docuseries about his youth football league, and I'm interested to hear everyone's thoughts. D'Angelo, let's start with you.
Sure, let's start with me. I liked it. Didn't know what to expect. Actually, didn't know about it. The last time I watched Snoop, like, reality-type show, it was like his kids were pretty young, and it was like a 2-season thing. It was actually pretty interesting.
With his son, right?
With his son, yeah.
Was that VH1?
I think it was ESPN.
Like, was ESPN? Oh, okay.
That I'm just guessing.
That makes sense to why I watched it then. Yeah. But this was before, like, they were, like, kind of growing up. So I had an insight into his personality. So it was cool to kind of see where he was now. Football was a big thing then. It still is now. And kind of giving lens to who he is outside of, you know, as a rapper and all the other things he does. So it just brings another layer to him, which was cool.
Yeah, I'm a big Snoop Dogg fan, so I appreciated the different layer of seeing him and him explaining that, you know, he doesn't smoke weed or drink. This is a different side of him. It's not Snoop Dogg. But, I mean, honestly, I didn't know what it was about. When I saw Snoop, I was like, okay, Snoop Dogg probably involved. But I liked it. I honestly feel like I might like it more after chatting with you guys about it. It happens sometimes with shows, but I'm excited to hear your guys' thoughts.
I thought that it was a really important show to do.
Yeah.
And when I first said, oh, what's Coach Snoop? I was like, that can't be Snoop Dogg, but really it was. So I was pleasantly surprised that not only is this, like, the perfect time in America to do a show like this, that you're tackling these issues. So,
tackling?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's great.
Brianna Phipps, I know you watched it because we watched it together.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, necessarily a super me show, but I thought that there was good aspects to it. I love seeing the different sides of Snoop because I feel like I learn a little bit more about him all the time, like, from him being
alive.
Cameron Diaz is alive. Cameron Diaz is like drug dealer to being on Martha and Snoop. I think that he's like just one of those people that will kind of go anywhere and try anything, which I love.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really smart of them to have it on Netflix, so it's like more of a bingeable thing because it was very documentary and it's something I would want to watch continuously. Like, I kind of like hated that we just had to stop because it's not something I would go back to week and watch one episode of.
Correct.
Yeah.
This show was so much better than it could have been. Were you guys weirded out when I chose this episode for our week?
A little bit. I was like,
Coach Snoop.
Right? I was between this and Altered Carbon, and I just heard the name of Altered Carbon. I've heard it's good, but I was just like, we've already done the serious Netflix drama. I was like, we haven't done a docuseries yet. Let's go for it. Yeah. I also really like Snoop. I just think he's an incredibly interesting and very intelligent entertainer. Hmm. I think he's managed to like insert himself into different corners of pop culture that very few people are able to access.
Yeah, and he has such longevity. Like, think about how long he's been in the public eye and doing so many different things. He's like everywhere.
He's everywhere.
And he keeps himself relevant. Which he talks about in this episode, too.
Yeah. I feel like now he's probably even less, for a certain generation, would be less known as a rapper.
Yeah.
And known for his celebrity.
Like a personality.
Yeah. I loved this show. I gotta say, I am a hard play. I'm gonna go home and probably binge this. We can go back and do it. I'm gonna go home and probably binge this whole show this weekend.
Yeah.
I used to teach high school English in like a kind of low income district, so part of it was that I was reminded of my students. But I just thought it was very interesting. It was not at all watered down. And whenever you hear that Snoop is going to be on TV, you just don't know what it's going to be, right? Is it going to be a serious ESPN docudrama?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be him and Martha Stewart cooking weed cookies with Seth Rogen? Like, you just don't know. So I was very surprised by how tonally serious it was. Mm. And I was, like, into it. So I'm definitely a play. I think for people who like Snoop or just, like, looking at different corners and pockets of American culture...
Yeah.
Watch the show.
Like football.
Yeah, or like football. There's a lot to like about this show.
I mean, I know that this is a very female, probably white comparison, but I just kept on thinking of Remember the Titans a little bit. Probably because I saw it on TV the other day, and then I saw this. But
you are female and you are white. So,
you're entitled to that opinion. Thank you so much for supporting me in that.
I know it's hard to be a white female in America. Well, lately it's harder to be a white female
in America. Yeah, Jeff, shut up.
Okay, so... It sounds like, for the most part, we liked it. I'm interested in everyone's pass or play before we move on to our next segment.
I liked it. I don't think I'm going to rewatch. I don't think I'm going to watch another episode. It's not that I didn't like it.
Right.
I would recommend it for people. But probably a pass for me as a viewer, but I would press play for other people. Okay, should I elaborate on that?
No, that's... I mean...
Yeah, I'll leave that for there and elaborate later.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Same as you, D. I mean, I don't know. I was dating some guy and he was like, let's binge this. I probably would go, okay, cool.
Right.
But me personally, to continue watching it, no. But I think there's a huge group of people that should and will continue watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a total play. Both. I think that this docu-series is important to see. I think that it brings just... America, what's going on in America, and the issues that we're dealing with on a regular basis to light. And I think that it will put a lot of things in perspective for people that, like me, who is from Canada and doesn't have that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's enlightening.
Absolutely.
And then I also think, too, that because I have like a criminal justice, political science background, that it's like feeding to my need to like, oh, I want to help, too.
Cool. This sort of... like you just said, social justice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bree, are you a pass or play?
I'm with Sam and D'Angelo. I'm a pass personally, play for others.
Cool. So we always talk about the development a little bit. With the documentary, there's usually not as much to talk about. And this is a smaller show than some of the other stuff we've covered. Along with that, I'm wondering who either in the chat or in our comment section has seen or watched the show, because it really wasn't hugely publicized. And we'll have a section where we talk about the marketing of this show. But one of the production companies behind this show is First Row Films. Mm-hmm. Amongst other things, they've produced some 30 for 30 documentaries on ESPN, which doesn't surprise me. And a show called The Journey to Greatness, The Elite 11, and Before They Were Cowboys. So there are a number of sports titles in their background, which I think showed, because one thing I'm interested in is, in terms of its viability or validity as a sports documentary, I thought it was kind of good. Like, I thought the show, I mean, just from one perspective, I thought the show was beautifully shot.
Yep.
Did you guys notice that?
I think that's what reminded me of Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Those, you know, locker room scene kind mm-hmm. of things and on the field. I just wasn't sure what it was. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it makes sense now that you said the people behind all the ESPN stuff.
Right.
They were behind this. I wasn't exactly sure if it was going to be more of a sports thing or a race thing, a cultural thing, like what exactly it was.
It's all of those things.
Yeah. I think I get the vision. I think it's my apprehensiveness towards is that I've seen it done better.
Yeah.
I do like the subject and the direction, but it didn't pull me in a way that, like, I was like, oh, yeah, they're doing this in a completely different way that I haven't seen. Now, I'm also a person that watches a lot of sports documentaries. So, like, I'm probably a tougher critic in this department.
Right. You even worked at NFL Network.
Right. Yeah. So, like, yeah. I see the ins and outs a lot, so.
Yeah. Is this the show you guys expected it to be when you pressed play?
No.
Me neither.
Coach Snoop doesn't, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I kind of pictured him on, like, a stage that had, like, a higher stage on it, with him standing on it with a big joint, being like, play football.
Yeah.
Well, I like the monologue at the beginning. I think that set the tone.
Right, yeah.
Because, like you said, there wasn't much advertisement, so it sets the tone for what we're expecting from him. I think that was probably one of the more powerful things.
And I like that he really did make it about the kids.
Yeah.
You know, he made it about the kids and his experience growing up, relating to that way of life,
yeah,
and wanting it to be better and different for them. So I wasn't expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, because I was like, Coach Snoop, he's coaching what? Like,
mm-hmm.
football, basketball? Like, what are you coaching? So I am a big fan of the 30 for 30s, and I think that it was very similar. And I guess when you were talking about how, like, you've seen it done better, I think it has been done better, but I also think that this show is going to attract a specific audience, especially right. if they're living in this community,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Or living this way of life, that this is something that they can sit down and discuss, and I think that that's important.
For some reason, I expected, like, more of a VH1-style, like, reality show. Like, I kind of expected that it would be, like, kids competing to get on Snoop's football team or something, and Snoop would be like, y'all know I've had a career in rapping, but now I'm going to be a coach. And, like, if you want to be on my team, you've got to get with Coach Snoop. Or something like, you know those VH1 yeah. shows I'm talking about, how they're so stylized?
A competition.
Yeah. I just pictured something, and I won't ever imitate Snoop Dogg again, don't worry. I just heard it.
No, was that the imitation? Oh, I thought you missed that. Yeah, you
didn't even know. Maybe we just cut that for this video.
Snoop, sorry.
Yeah.
If you watch it.
We're going live, guys. But what I'm trying to say is it was a much less heightened version than what I expected, especially because other outings with Snoop on television, namely Martha and Snoop's Potluck yes. Dinner, which is a show that's also way better than you expect it to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's yeah. just so silly. I think I expected all these weed jokes yeah. and there was some of that, but in a much more serious and grounded way.
It's a really interesting project, I think, for him to have done, and most of his stuff is promoted like crazy, and I know we're going to get into that, but like this wasn't, and I think as they go on, I haven't watched any more, I don't think he's going to be as involved in a way. I feel like the other characters or, yeah. you know, people in it are a bigger part, because you see he's like FaceTiming at times. He's not always there. It almost seemed as though this, I don't want to say a side project, because I think that gives a negative connotation to it, but he has a lot of other stuff going on. This right. isn't like 2 months that he just set aside to 110% do this show.
This doesn't, like, Snoop is definitely a businessman. This doesn't come off as something I'm doing for money.
Right.
It comes off as, like, I want to bring light to this passion project that mm-hmm. I've always had.
And for sure.
So I think even now, like, when I criticize it, I criticize it from, like, a critical, like, content standpoint, mm-hmm. but from the vision and the art of what he's trying to do, I think that's what makes this worth watching, for sure.
Yeah.
Go for it, Linda.
Yeah.
You scare me every time.
I know. She speaks, and then she pauses, and she's like,
it's like, all right, make that nicer. I see you in your head being like, translate that.
That's the Canadian in me. That's so true.
Let it out.
She's Canadian, eh?
I think that, because so first of all, he's had this team since 2005.
Right.
And he's had a really great success rate. So what I did afterwards, because, you know, I'm into the research part of it, is I went online and researched a bunch of the stuff. And I also cheated and watched a few more episodes.
Boo!
We had a rule. Yeah.
I feel like it's okay for this kind of show.
It was 30 minutes, so I felt like I needed to know a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go watch more.
And I think that what is great is that it is not about him, and I agree with you, Dee, that it's definitely about the kids, mm-hmm. and it's about it being a passion project, and also making sure that the issues that they face are brought to the community and brought to the world so that mm-hmm. you can really see, like, there are some children that are coming from such poor,
challenging
situations.
Right.
And when they make it out, it really is a big deal, and not just for themselves, for their community.
Yeah.
There was something... Oh, I wanted to ask you guys something, too.
And I was just going to say, like, the moment that they showed the map and they showed where all the kids are from, yeah. for people that aren't from Southern California or Los Angeles, yeah. like, these are places that can take several hours to get to downtown Los Angeles, you know, Palmdale, even Long Beach,
and there's Lancaster.
Yeah, yeah, places that are far out that probably in your state you're thinking, if I'm going to drive 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to like another state or, you know, another city.
That's a good point.
That was what really resonated with me because I know the geography here and like that's a long, and he gets people to drive them back
every day.
That's huge and that's amazing. I mean, that's a big price.
It's a lot of money
for him to pay, like a lot of money.
Yeah.
The thing I was interested in, so Sam, you were mentioning how Snoop isn't the central focus of the series, really. It's more his project. What's interesting is that part of the reason that is because even though he's Coach Snoop, this, even just the West Coast League has 12 different teams.
Right.
So he can't coach all of them. It's more like he's the GM of the entire league, mm-hmm. which isn't quite the right terminology. But the thing I don't understand is they have a national championships, they were saying, this year it's in Houston. Is that just within their league? Because in this first episode, we saw, it was Lawndale versus Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's just like how leagues work, so you have your conference play for most of the year, but usually you play people who are outside of your conference beforehand just to get a... Sometimes you do it to play, like, tougher competition that you mm-hmm. wouldn't play usually, stuff like that. So that's they went to Seattle because that team is, like, nationally ranked.
So, but they wouldn't... That team would not be eligible for the national championship.
Not for their national championship.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Cool. But the thing that was interesting... So, Linda, you're talking about just giving us a different picture of America. I can say confidently I was raised differently than the kids in this show. And I think it's very, very interesting that the show isn't just about the kids, but it's about three different components of their life, right? It's about the kids, it's about the coaches, and it's about the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got a very interesting insight into the both coaching and parenting styles of these communities.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the documentary's kind of unfiltered portrayal of these different pockets of poor America?
Are we going to talk like coach and the family, or are we just talking about it together?
We can talk either. What jumps out at you first? Like, what's your strongest?
The assistant coach is, in my opinion, off the chain. I think that he, his language is unacceptable to me.
I feel like off the chain is a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With the
lingo these days, you know.
Oh, off
of
the chain
kids,
is a good thing?
I don't know.
I think it's
okay, a bad thing.
Let me be clear.
In Canada, is it a good thing?
I think that he is terrible. I think that his language is terrible. I think that his heart is in the right place,
yes.
but he needs to...
Control himself.
Not only control himself, remember that he's a role model, and he's in a role model position. And even though he's like, that's how I talk, and that's how... they interact with me and listen to me, they're seeing that this is how you present yourself as a man. And when he got kicked off the plane for acting a fool, it's because you talk ridiculous, the way you act is ridiculous, and I just think it's not okay.
I mean, first of all, that entire thing of them getting kicked off the plane, I thought of so many things. I mean, I thought of Meet the Parents. I thought of, you know, like my family at the airport. I mean, I don't know. Like I was like, okay, this actually happened. I believed it. They wouldn't purposefully like get kicked off of a plane. But there were moments when, you know, the mother was talking about the coach and all of his behavior. I don't know. This is either really real or it's like staged and just like talk about the coach. The coach just did something bad. And I, in my head, heard the producers kind of like trying to create a storyline. Yeah. So I wasn't sure.
I don't know. I mean, well, to Linda's point, I like just kind of growing up in that and like playing football and stuff like that, we definitely had coaches like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, especially, you know, the exposure that we get growing up, like you need, sometimes you need that voice. Now, if that's your only coach, I would, yeah, that would be crazy. But they have those, it seemed like they had other level-headed coaches. Mm-hmm. And some people need that, like, you gotta have, like, it's like three figureheads, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like it's okay for him to be like that. Is he turned up? Like, for sure. Like, probably too much. But that's, I feel like that's relatable to some because that's kind of how they feel. You know what I mean? And that's why I don't have a problem with his communication style, because I know, like, maybe not me personally, but I know people that wouldn't have been able to respect anyone unless they talked to them like that, because that's how we talked. So that's like why I think it's an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know if the mother played it up or not, but I definitely know parents that would be disturbed by it. But it's definitely a reality for sure.
But I just want to add also, though, where these kids are coming from, where they probably, you know, like they hear about so-and-so shot so-and-so. There's a lot of gun violence or just a lot of violence in general. Hearing someone say the F word yelling at you, I mean, that's I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, like, even if it's not geographically speaking, we were cursing at 13 and 14. I was cursing at 13 and 14 years old. Like, I mean, to say, oh, they don't need to hear that is the assumption that they're not talking like that already.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think the bigger issue, though, is trying to figure out if it's a, like, the going back to the plane thing that Linda was saying, like, that he is a role model, that him handling a situation like that is now teaching these kids, this is how you should handle these kind of situations.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
For sure.
And then I think that it's hypocritical to say in the beginning, in the monologue, association by affiliation. So it can't just be about, like, no gangs and the drugs and all of that. If you're associating with that, you're affiliated with that. If you're associating with a coach that cusses and runs amok and all that, well, then you're affiliated to that and you're going to think it's okay. And sorry, one last thing.
You're fine. No worries.
If you're trying to get them out of the situation and trying to show them a different way, which is what the show says it's about, then you need to show them a different way. If that's what they see all the time and that's how they are and that's how other people talk to them, then if you're trying to show them a different way, then be different.
Right. I'm, like, somewhere in between everyone here. Mm. Like, for me, he was my favorite character, because documentaries have characters, in the episode, because he was kind of complicated. And the thing that I liked was I almost felt like in the same way that Snoop is trying to create a community for kids to learn and grow, he also put his buddy, who he knows is kind of maybe a broken dude, and give him a place to learn and grow, too. Mm. Like, I felt like this coach had as much learning to do about the way to be the best man you can as these kids did, which I thought was so interesting. And it's almost like Snoop is giving his own peers opportunities to grow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for me, it wasn't so much the language that bothered me. I thought it was kind of funny. Indeed, I think that you're right that some kids respond best to that kind of authority, whether or not that's right. I was bothered by how he played such a victim in that plane situation, because at least the way things were recalled, it was an example of how sometimes people can be seemingly self-defeatist. And you wonder, is your inability, and I'm not ever one to judge, but in any community, rich or poor, a lot of times people get in their own way. And I was like, I wonder if this is the kind of guy who maybe has occasionally gotten in the own way of his success.
Yeah, definitely. But one that also, maybe this situation wasn't what he said it was.
Right.
But in the past, he has had many situations where he's just been a black man, and he's been pulled aside and been treated like crap because of that. And, you know, they have camera crews here. Like, I do understand his idea of automatically feeling on the defensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's ever since I've watched the show Unreal, which is like a drama scripted about a reality show, I think about the producers now, because that's what the show is about, the producers behind the show. So I think about the producers behind this documentary. Like, what did they have to do with this whole plane situation? Regardless, they must have lost some money, so it couldn't have been purposeful for them to get off that plane.
Yeah.
It's a bit embarrassing also.
I just like how we saw a cutaway to Snoop and he's like, yeah, my boy, he doesn't always get it right, but they got on that plane. And I was like, you know, how cool. Snoop is not only the head coach to these kids, but he's also the head coach of these coaches. And I was just like, I like Snoop. That was like when I came away. I was like, I really like Snoop Dogg.
You already like Snoop Dogg.
I know. I just like, this is a cool example of him being kind of a patriarch and like, I just think it's really cool.
I'm a leader.
Yeah, and I liked how we had some complicated children and some complicated adults.
Definitely.
And I really think there's some genius that Snoop is creating a learning environment for everyone there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that, like, the single Max's mom, the single mom, I think that that was an important twist in the show as well, and how, you know, she really does baby him. He's 14 years old, and he's getting bullied at school on the football team, not just at school. And I thought it was interesting that Snoop was able to say, hey, listen, we're going to toughen you up. You can't be smiling and waving at people in the streets. You got to, like, toughen up a little bit, and we're going to let you toughen up on this team. So I thought that was a good dynamic as well.
Yep.
What I really liked about Max, though, was he had this kind of, like, monologue, you know, where he's talking about his father and how he just left.
That's
and he doesn't know if he's dead or doesn't even care. And that whole thing, that got me. I think I almost started crying.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, hearing that perspective from a child, like, you've heard it from the mother, you know, he doesn't pay alimony, he doesn't come around, he doesn't do anything to help the family, but the kid saying, like, he doesn't even know if I'm alive, and he doesn't care. And hearing that is kind of what made me, I'm like, this is a character I'd like to follow and like to see grow. If I were to continue watching the show, would be for him to kind of see him develop. And it's just sad, but it's beautiful to watch. And I know that I'm sure he will continue to be shaped by these men and by the team. And everybody loves that.
So, because I cheated a little bit. So the format of all the episode is you have a flashback by Snoop Dogg that parallels to whatever is going on with the kids. And then he does, like, his own voiceover. And then they follow the team through practices and game. And then each episode focuses on one kid on the team.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Oh, so this was Max's episode. Mm-hmm. No, and that's it? Mm. No.
I mean, you see him, but then you see the next person that they really focus on.
That makes sense.
Their background. And what they're going through.
The thing I like about this show is, did you guys ever expect to have a conversation like this when I pitched Coach Snoop as
not
our show?
Right, no, definitely not.
And so that's cool. I mean, it shows that I think Snoop makes meaningful choices in the way he kind of pursues pop culture. And yeah, I just think based on what I expected the show to be, I was very like pleasantly surprised. And I appreciate the fact that it seems to be a pretty honest look at a version of America that doesn't always get its story told.
Because
even the Hollywood versions of these stories are sometimes bullshit, too.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, to make it a docuseries probably seems like a much more honest portrayal of this than something that Steven Spielberg would direct, you know?
Yeah, definitely a story by someone who experienced it.
Right.
That's what's cool about it, for sure.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Snoop is doing this a lot. I don't know, have you guys seen Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner?
I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
Snoop is an extremely evolved human being.
Yes.
Like, if time travel is possible and real, Snoop is just going in between. I mean, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's hopping decades. Like, Snoop's just popping in. I think he's great. He's almost like a beacon of the past 30 years in a way.
Yeah, he's kind of done everything and occupied corners of pop culture. Like, it's interesting that, like, my mom knows who Snoop is, but he got famous from gangster rap.
Yeah.
And, like, my grandma probably does, too, because she knows who Martha Stewart is.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Can you imagine how much he's lived through and how much he's done to come to this point? It's actually phenomenal.
Millions of years through time travel.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just between, like, the whole gang and the drugs and like you said, gangster rap. And then,
you've seen him evolve as a human being. I mean,
you've seen him grow up, and now this phase of his life, he's giving back, which I think is amazing. Because how many people that you know who's had longevity in Hollywood are actually giving back in such a meaningful way?
Right. I just think when we look back at like the sort of pop cultural figures, be them celebrities, musicians, whatever, who kind of stand the test of time and like our kids are aware of, I kind of think Snoop will be one of them.
Absolutely.
Like, for sure, like, obviously, like, Oprah and... But I feel like Snoop is kind of quietly a mainstay of our pop culture in a way that I think is really admirable.
Yeah.
Like, the thing with Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner that I liked was the show was really about companionship and having cultures meet and have conversation. And like Snoop would always usually bring in like a rapper like Wiz Khalifa, and Martha Stewart would bring in like Alice and Janney, and the four of them would cook. And even like in the pilot, they made fried chicken. But like at the end of the episode, they're like, what's cool about fried chicken is the early white settlers in America brought the poultry components, but then the African immigrants to our country were the ones who brought the herbs and spices. So it's the perfect blend of culture and American food. And it's just like, this is the show we need right now. It's like
trying to scream, we're not racist.
Exactly.
But like, you could appreciate that though.
For sure. I just feel like Snoop is trying, he's trying to access as many corners of pop culture as he can and really do good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think we like the show.
I knew I would like it more after I talked to you guys. Yeah. This has happened so many times. I'm like, Jeff, why'd you? I don't want to talk about this show. And then I go out and I'm like, I think I might watch this show.
Except for Godless. That was the one.
Oh, which one?
The Western.
Oh, that one. And I mean, the one that I keep on seeing the ads for that just.
Which one?
The one you loved, Jeff.
Together. Still watching it. Any last thoughts on Coach Snoop?
I think it's great. I think that they should have promoted it more, and I don't really know why. There's certain things on Netflix that once you really start searching what they're suggesting you, and then, I don't know, I have some time. So I, bop around, and then you find things, but there's also things that are heavily promoted, and this is Snoop Dogg, so I'm not really sure why they didn't.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what the marketing is around Netflix shows. Like, why do some get completely marketed and others don't, and you kind of stumble upon it. I think it's
I did hear a rumor that Netflix is gonna be not promoting their shows as much anymore.
Why?
I've sensed that.
I think it's like more of like a word of mouth kind of thing, because you always see it when you open up your Netflix page. Like, there's gonna be new shows that pop up that you see, then you're like, huh, rather than like promote it.
Got
people
it.
Like, I don't know,
I get that as a marketing strategy, because
Netflix could get away with that,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
How do you guys hear about the best? When there's so many things, when there's a new show every week, how do you guys pick them?
Everything is word of mouth.
Friends. Yeah. And Netflix has the ability and time to let shows catch on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Stranger Things wasn't a hit until 3 months after it came out.
That's true.
But that show was going to be a hit no matter what, because it's Stranger Things. So I actually get that model.
Yeah.
Because come to think of it, I really haven't seen much Netflix promotion.
Period. I think that's always been our criticism. Yeah.
I will say, sometimes I think they're pushing the stuff that's not as good. Like, I feel like the posters I am seeing, I'll check out the show or the movie, and I'll think, like, maybe Netflix is pushing this because they knew word of mouth wasn't going to carry this thing.
Yeah, you are right. You are right about that. But I just sometimes feel like I knew, especially Snoop Dogg being involved in a project in Netflix, you think, I'm sure there was a Deadline article somewhere,
right. But
I never saw it, and I don't remember it, so... Yeah.
Well, I would be interested to see what you guys in the comments think of Coach Snoop. I doubt we'll be running an after show for this, but we do have a Netflix news show, and likely they at least mentioned it at some point. It's really good. I actually subscribe to our Netflix news podcast, and it's four very smart, very entertaining panelists who will talk all things Netflix. So check that out. Guys, this is weekly TV pilot reviews. Whatever. It's been a long day.
It's okay, guys. Jeff has a beard now. He's just adjusting.
You can do whatever you want to do. You can say whatever you want to say.
I got a beard now. And this is a show where we talk about pilots every week.
You look like a Backstreet Boy.
What show is this again?
But like after
I'm dancing for those who are watching.
Like it.
Backstreet, back. All right.
The two white people in the room.
I love Backstreet Boys. I was Backstreet Boys over NSYNC all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually,
NSYNC.
But we'll be here every week, guys. We do pilots. Today we reviewed Coach Snoop. Let us know what you thought, because I think, at least for me, the show is much better than I thought it would be. D'Angelo, where can they find
you? Guys, you can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
All across social media, Linda is so girly.
Brianna Phipps, don't let us hang.
Hey guys, you can find me, BPhipps14, on Twitter and Instagram.
Bye, see you next week.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Chef, football coach. Stay tuned.